Now I copied those equations, these top three equations just copied from the last slide, and I consider what happens when the electric field in the y direction is zero. If the electric field in the y direction is zero, then this term is zero, and I get a relationship between the x component of the drift velocity and the y component of the drift velocity that looks like this. And this tells us that if there's an electric field in the x direction and a magnetic field present, then the electrons don't just move in the x direction. There is some y component to their velocity. And the y component is proportional to the x component. So there's something called the Hall angle defined, which tells us what's the angle between the direction of the electric field and the direction that the electrons move. They don't move parallel to the electric field. Because of the magnetic field, they move at an angle to it. And this angle called the Hall angle just depends on the scattering time, the mass, and the magnetic field. If the magnetic field goes to zero, then the angle also goes to zero and the electrons move in the direction of the electric field. But if you have a large magnetic field, then the electrons move off at an angle to this.